This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Good Lord, do I love being right around here.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Touchdown, A.J. Brown!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Relax. And that's what the Eagles did. The pieces are still there.
Earlier on the show, Fox Sports NFL analyst Mark Schlereth, comedian Frank Caliendo. Coming up, comedian Charlie Behrens. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here in Los Angeles, California. We're on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance here in Los Angeles as well as around the country. We love being terrestrially in your ear gate. We love being on Sirius XM Channel 80 as well. That's the ESPN home on Sirius XM. We're on Disney Plus and ESPN, the app as well. We had a very fun time with Frank Caliendo in hour number 2. Ooh. Lots of laughs. We're going to keep him going with Charlie Behrens, who's never appeared on this program. That's going to end in about 20 minutes' time. He is here in support of his new comedy special. We'll talk all about it with the Packers fan that is here in studio. So lots to talk about with Charlie when he comes out here. His new special, Neighborly, is available now on his YouTube page. So we're all big YouTube fans here, as you know, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. I just made it about myself. It's my superpower. 844-204-RICH to have a conversation with us here on this program. I still can't believe, man, that
I'll tell you what, man.
Phillip Rivers played on Sunday.
I mean, that's nuts. He was good.
I've kind of been thinking about it since it happened. It's just wild.
And, you know,
almost won.
Should have.
Yeah.
Drawing it all together, because that's what I do here, is I don't just give takes. I weave a tapestry. You know, I put something together. It's not just me throwing things out as takes.
You're not like a Jackson Pollock painting. You're more like a Bob Ross.
Hey, look at you.
Okay. Bob Ross. Make many little trees?
No, I'm not a Bob Ross.
Our history major.
Little trees?
Look at my hair.
EJ. I mean, that's true.
I'm as far from Bob Ross as
I'm just talking to your stylings.
Understood.
Yeah.
But Jackson Pollock is a great analogy where
thank you.
I guess you're just flinging paint.
Think you know everything about me and you don't.
Did I just make every art history major, including my wife, Blanche, by saying, you know what he's doing? He's flinging paint. It's like a monkey in a lab just flinging his own feces.
Wait for the comments here.
Like Frank Grillo on Billions.
There you go.
Deep cut.
So we had in hour one Mark Schlereth talking about how he views Rivers as an indication of the lack of quarterback play in the NFL, quality quarterback play. Because I asked him, is Kyler Murray going to still be the quarterback in Arizona? Because he just covered Arizona. He just did the Arizona Texans game. And his answer was how there's a handful of quarterbacks in a league filled with arm strength. And what that means is how the position is mental. It's neck up. And Phillip Rivers, at age 44, has the neck up ability along with just enough physical prowess to be able to almost go into one of the toughest buildings to play in and win. Having not played in 5 years.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't stress it enough. I had NFL Network look it up. There have been some quarterbacks that have gone between starts in the NFL longer than Phillip Rivers' 1,800-day stretch. But those quarterbacks went to other leagues, like the CFL, before coming back to the NFL. They didn't retire and sit at home for 1,800 days or coach football or drop off at the pickup. You know,
it's cool.
Spot. It's cool. Like that's insane. But it all is, excuse me, also an indication of how many unready quarterbacks there are in the NFL. That Riley Leonard, could absolutely, even with his bad knee, beat Philip Rivers in a 40-yard dash and could 100% move around in the pocket better than Philip Rivers, could pick up a first down with his legs if necessary in this league where we've lionized two-way play at quarterback. Look at Josh Allen. Look at Lamar. Look at Kyler sometimes, right?
Sometimes.
Riley Leonard could do all that, but neck up?
Yeah.
Not a shot. Not a shot. He's a long way away from being in Philip Rivers' neighborhood in that regard. And it just goes to show you how, I guess, what would you do? Would you like VR it with these guys and give them nonstop tests every day about if this is your play call and this is your defense, this is what you need to be looking for, and have them simulate it? Like, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, Jane Daniels did that at LSU, and we saw how great his rookie season went. I mean, there's no reason to think that wasn't going to happen this year. This year it got derailed with injury, which you can't predict. But yeah, the VR thing, I think, is kind of the new wave.
Maybe that's it, to get your quarterbacks up to speed enough, but the speed of the game can't be mimicked. Again, a 44-year-old man who clearly has Hall of Fame ability.
Semifinalist this year.
Correct. And willingly removed him from that consideration. Although T.J. Jefferson said there should be a rule for those who are 44 years old and had went 1,800 days in between starts. And
for their contributions to the game.
For throwing 421 career touchdown passes before you threw 422 in a damn near playoff atmosphere win. That there should be an exception. And that you still can be considered for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
To the rule,
and
Rich.
I made a facetious comment that if Mahomes isn't ready to start the season next year for the Chiefs, get him in there. Get Philip Rivers to start September and October for you. I mean, he can keep you. He can start. He can potentially give you a better start than the Chiefs had this year, which was 0-2.
Yeah.
Chad Henne play.
Although, again, it's just once. You know. I'd love to know, did Mike McDonald show the Seahawks footage of Philip Rivers from the Colts 5 years ago to prep?
Rivers was pretty good in that year. Yeah. They made the playoffs.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. But he also
4,000 yards.
He also had to throw a Hail Mary to try and win that game at the end against the Bills, and he barely got it to the end zone.
Yeah.
And that's when it was just like, okay, this is it for Philip.
Yeah.
Until 5 years later, when his neck up ability shows in this sport that that is more important potentially than your physical ability to move around. And all you got to do is just protect yourself. Unless, of course, you know, the carriage starts turning back into a pumpkin real fast. You remember our friend Jeff Saturday? He won his first game as head coach.
He did.
Remember Matt Ryan ran for 50 yards, like, remember he ran
a really long run in that
against
game
against the
right?
Raiders, right? Yeah. Like, it was weird, and then the wheels completely fell off.
Yeah,
last time the Colts did something wild in the middle of the season to try and save it. Unless, of course, you know, the pumpkin hits coming up this weekend or this Monday night on ESPN and ABC and all the family of networks when the Niners come into Indianapolis. And we've already established that if certain results occur where the Chargers win, for instance, or the Jaguars beat Denver, for instance, right? Or the Bills beat Cleveland, for instance, which are all feasible, and the Colts lose, the Colts are out, and all those teams are in. Big problem. The Niners could end this whole thing. Kyle Shanahan said this on his weekly radio appearance. I want to play it because I thought this was pretty funny. Kyle Shanahan apparently spoke to Philip Rivers last week.
Wasn't he their backup plan once if Purdy wasn't ready for the Super Bowl or something like that?
I think they did kick a tire once upon a time on what was going on when Trey Lance went down, and then Jimmy went down, Garoppolo went down, and they decided, let's stick with Purdy. But that's not the reason why he was on the phone with him. Gus Bradley, who used to coach Phillip Rivers when he was with the Colts the last time, was apparently on the phone with Phillip. But we'll let the head coach of the Niners tell the rest of the story.
You know, I actually got to talk to him a little bit last week, and I mean, I admire the hell out of it. I mean, it's I think he's capable of it. What he did last night, he gave that team a chance to win. So we all know he's obviously, everyone's seen that he's capable of it. But the way he plays and the style he plays with, I mean, I respect him as much as any quarterback I've ever studied.
Why did you talk to him last week? How did that come about?
Just because he was talking with Gus, because he's got a good relationship with Gus Bradley, being together there with the Chargers. And then Gus they just came down to my room and got to talk to him for a little bit. I was telling him how cool it would be. And then at about 10 seconds into it, I realized that we were playing against him in 10 days. So I tried to kind of sway away from that and tell him how dumb it would be, but it didn't work.
Yeah, he would have, if the 49ers had beaten the Eagles in the NFC Championship game in 2023, Rivers could have been their emergency quarterback just in case.
Could you imagine if that had happened?
Yeah.
Because we went nuts, rightfully so, for a Week 15 regular season game.
Yeah.
If that had been a shot to go to the Super Bowl?
You remember that was the game that Hassan Reddick blew up Brock Purdy,
right,
and
right.
Josh
and
Johnson was the Niner quarterback, and he went into concussion protocol.
And then McCaffrey started running wildcat.
Yeah.
By the way, Gus Bradley was with the Chargers. That's how far back he goes with Phillip Rivers. Yeah. Awesome. Just can't get enough of it, and we'll see what happens at the end of Week 16. But Week 15's in the books. It's a Tuesday, which means it's time for Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on?
Hey, everybody. You guys good?
Yeah.
Great to see you. God, love seeing Frank. Pittsburgh looked pretty good, TJ. First place, AFC North, Rodgers, Tomlin. I think they're both going to be back in Pittsburgh in 2026.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised about that. I don't think that's an overreaction right there. I don't think Tomlin's going anywhere, as you know. And Rodgers, with the way that he's playing right now, I honestly, he's moving around very well, don't you think?
Arm looks pretty good.
I wouldn't find that surprising.
No.
Let's see what happens over the next month, though.
It just seemed like coming into this year, it was like, all right, this is Rodgers' last dance. So one shot. Didn't seem like he was very committed to next season. And now, why not? Run it back.
Yeah. I don't think that is an overreaction at all. I don't know how psyched Steelers fans would be if they get one and done. Let's just say, again, the Bills or the Chargers. I think you're still winning your division. I don't think you're going to see them
saying,
in the first round.
It just seems like the AFC East will be the 5 seed.
Second place, whoever finishes second,
the 5 seed.
Or the Chargers.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, the Chargers could win two more games and then lose to Denver in week 18 and be a 12-win 5 seed.
That's true.
That's entirely possible. So, let's see what happens. But I don't know what other option would they go for. But if Kirk Cousins becomes available and he's
trade for Kyler Murray, something like that.
Huh. That's going to be, Kyler Murray is going to be a fascinating off-season subject matter, because his physical prowess is outstanding.
Well, we've seen what the top of the top looks like. You
right.
know, he's an MVP candidate.
But don't you think that something's up when Jacoby Brissett comes in and he says, this is the way it looks when it works to a certain way, and it looks a hell of a lot better?
Oh, when it's 1-2-3 throw to the one or two read?
Dude.
Yeah.
The fact that Brissett to Michael Wilson has been far more
It's like Calvin Johnson out there.
Has been a far more accomplished and, one would say, productive combination than Murray to Marvin Harrison Jr. Between your first and fourth overall picks separated by a few drafts, that Jake Brissett and Michael Wilson looks a far better combination. And Trey McBride, who could hardly find the end zone until the second to last week of the season, on a pass has been nothing but raining points. Overreaction, we move on. Not an overreaction, pardon me, and we move
on. I like that we had the AFC playoff picture up there because I think the entire NFL playoffs are locked. The 14 teams we're going to miss are in right now, that's who's vying for the Super Bowl.
I'll call that an overreaction, and I'll call my shot here. I think the shot. Call my shot.
The shot.
I don't think the AFC North is decided yet. And I don't think, how about this? I don't know if the NFC North is going to get three teams in, and I don't know if the Bears are going to be one of them.
Well, the Lions are out right now.
I understand that. The Lions have the Steelers in their house. I think that's a game that they can win. They go to Minnesota on Christmas. I think that's a game they can win. And then they have a visit to Chicago, which I think is a game they can win. I know Jared Goff is Mr., you know, he's not exactly Mr. Cold Miser. Like, you know, Tua Tagovailoa is definitely not it, but he's not in the Tua realm of like the guy. He has definitely performed better in the cold as a Lion, maybe because he's living in it and he plays in it more. But I think the Lions can win out, and the Bears have the Packers, the Niners before they finish up. So I'll just say there's something unexpected coming, and I chose those two spots. And I don't know who technically is in first place in the NFC South right now. I think it is Tampa.
Tampa, yeah.
Right. So
yeah.
And that could easily switch too. Overreaction. What else?
Love what I saw out of.
By the way, I could have just given you. That's an overreaction. Move on. But I gave you examples.
Yeah, you talked it out. Well done.
It's not that I just talked it out. I gave you details. That can come back to bite me, and you know I like being right.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will, won't we?
We've loved Josh Allen for a long time.
Was that a threatening or just wants to move on? Was that a let's move on?
In this particular case, I don't think it was
a threat. I was just trying to keep things moving.
I'm not saying he's never threatened you. No, I'm just saying in this
I'm not saying that either.
Yeah, I think.
You said you was all right, Spike.
We've loved Josh Allen for a long time, TJ, despite him being the quarterback of the team that I root for, a rival. But... if the Bills can't win the AFC now with Mahomes, Lamar, and Burrow all out,
they're never gonna.
They never will.
You're not wrong. The people that have been standing in their way, although the Bills are the ones that have been standing in Lamar's way more than the other way around. But Mahomes and Burrow being out, yeah, you're right.
And this is their chance.
This is their chance, and it's more than a dumb and dumber.
Yeah. So you're saying it's a chance.
Yeah, that's right. Right now, the quarterbacks, he'd have
They've
to be
got
better.
The third best odds to win the Super Bowl.
The quarterbacks, if you think about it, in the AFC playoffs, if it all does stay the same, and I think the AFC is going to stay the same, I really feel it. It's Stroud, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert and his infinity glove broken left hand.
Stays like a buffalo.
Drake May, Aaron Rodgers,
And Bo Nix?
And Bo Nix.
Who are you taking there?
Yeah, I know.
I want 17.
I know. Let's go. This is it. You're right. That's not an overreaction.
Other than
they never will part.
AFC's loaded at quarterback.
It is.
I get this. I understand. I see your gist.
Thank you.
I see the cut of your jib.
Thank you, sir. Nobody wants to talk or respect the AFC South, but I'm going to. The AFC South, one of them will be in the AFC Championship game.
Not an overreaction, and we've been talking about the Jaguars 2 days straight. D'Amico Ryans is slated to appear on this program later this week.
Well, it took 15 weeks.
I don't understand what you're saying, that nobody's going to talk about it, so you will. That's the overreaction. The rest of it, I'm with you. Is that the first time in the history of this segment... and also the podcast that I've called his methodology and setup
an overreaction.
But the actual body of his work, I'm with him.
I think it's not the first time you've done it. I think we should write that down.
You know? All right, two more, and they're pretty fun. Bear with me.
Okay.
One of the best stories of the year, obviously, Philip Rivers. We've been talking a lot about this. Philip Rivers has given Tom Brady ideas.
That's stupid.
That's all I'm saying.
Ideas about what?
A lot of teams need quarterbacks. We just talked about it. Neck up. Well, Tom can also do it neck up and neck down. You seen this guy?
I plead the fifth.
He's not showing up with a dad bod like Phil did.
Excuse me. His body.
This man has turned the page. This man's turned the page.
You think?
His team needs a quarterback.
I'm aware of that. His team needs...
Kevin can wait.
He needs Tom Brady, the executive.
More than Tom Brady, the quarterback. I don't think so.
Excuse me.
They need Tom Brady's
the
right
Vegas
arm.
The Vegas Raiders need Tom Brady, the executive, to be better than Tom Brady, the quarterback, right now. They need him because, let's just say...
Tom's getting ideas.
Hold on a second. Let's just say your idiocy is onto something. They're so far away from him. Just like it's Philip Rivers. I get it. Like there's Jonathan Taylor. There's also at the time an 8-5 record. Come on, man. Let's move on.
I don't. You think, man? Because he's giving him
no ideas.
Here's the deal. $37 million
per in Fox, and he's by the way getting way better at his job each passing week.
Brock Bowers on one side. Gronk on the other, two tight ends. Let's go.
But then you're taking Gronk away too at the same time.
You know what it's like? It's like Spider-Man, right?
Remember Spider-Man too?
When Norman Osborn
stuck in good shape.
Let's get them all while we got the muscle. Let's get Seymour back. Let's get Brucey back. Let's get Ty Law back. Let's keep going.
You get it. You get it.
Sure.
You get it.
While we
got Matt Light's around.
You get it.
Watching Purdue games.
All right, last one.
Uh huh.
TJ, this is for you, and I can't wait to listen to No Contest this week with you and O'Shea. Saturday was not John Cena's last match. I'm not buying it. He's not going out like that. You saw the smirk on his face when he was tapping out. This is preposterous.
I defer.
Listen, and someday, probably very in the very near future, the Saudis are going to buy up WWE and TKO. And someone's going to slide a check over to John Cena that's going to have a couple commas and a whole bunch of zeros. And let me tell you something. It's going to make him rethink what he thought was his last match.
Wow, you went a little more geopolitical than I thought you would in your answer.
WrestleMania, Rock Cena, go out in the right way.
You see where WrestleMania is next year, Rich? There's a lot of money.
Come on.
You know?
I'm just saying this.
What was that?
Guys, I'm saying this from our own experience. Believe nothing. Believe nothing.
Thank you.
From our own Rich Eisen Show experience with Seth Rollins.
Let us run amok.
Look,
absolutely.
John Cena is the franchise, right? And the franchise is doing big business. And big business would be to have him at next year's WrestleMania. I'm just saying.
Hoodwink,
bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Wasn't that about the Knicks drafting of Porzingis?
It was. Yes,
unbelievable.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's it for Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Good job, everybody. It's a team effort.
Team effort.
Including the Saudis, which I didn't think of. I had no idea.
Just saying.
I had no idea where you were going to all piff on me. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, Charlie Behrens makes his Rich Eisen Show debut, if you will. That's next. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. Charlie Behrens is here. Our radio audience has returned. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, is back. The new special, Neighborly, available now on Charlie Behrens' YouTube channel. Everybody check it out. Also, the host of a podcast, Belly Up, and the Cripescast. Is that how you
pronounce it? Yeah, Cripescast.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Wherever you get your podcasts, and charliebarons.com for Lost and Found tour dates, January 23rd through the 25th in Sioux City, Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa, and Peoria, Illinois, just to name a couple. So you are a Packers fan, sir. Are
oh, yeah.
You? Okay. Born and raised a Packer fan? Or
born
what?
And raised a Packers fan ever since I was a kid. Earliest memories are my dad throwing the remote at the television. That was kind of early 90s, you know, before Brett Favre. Really.
Brett Favre. So this is Don Majkowski?
Don Majkowski, the Magic Man. Yeah. And I'm not sure whose fault it was, but I do know that we went through a few different remotes.
Sure.
And those double A's, man, the double A spread, that's how you knew how bad they were doing if those batteries
can
fell
leave
out.
Leave a mark, man. They
yeah.
can.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It's, by the way, triple. At least it wasn't a triple A situation.
Right,
that could be really all over.
No. And then you'll never find half of them, and then
exactly.
you got, and then you become the remote control. The child does.
By the way, I think Majkowski remote throw might be a good fantasy team.
It's not
name,
bad,
don't you think?
Pretty good.
I like that a lot.
It's not a bad one. What do you make of your Packers at present? What do you think of that?
Well, we got a shot at the Super Bowl.
I think so, still. Too. Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, we got a little bit of an ACL issue this week, but we're going to get past that.
You feel a little bit of a tug in your knee based on Micah Parsons' situation? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. I had to stop watching the replays of that one.
I'm with you.
That was painful. And that's a bummer. And he's such a great dude. Yeah. Great energy for the team. I mean, so many games, I feel like he saved us at the end.
No question about it. But they're so good. And I love your coach, too, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
I love Matt LaFleur. I don't know what your feelings are about the head coach.
I wrote a song about Matt LaFleur.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's called LaFleur, the Flower of the Frozen Tundra. And yeah, that's a real banger if you want to check that out on Spotify.
Right?
Yeah.
That wasn't a plug I was intending on plugging.
Is it on Spotify?
Oh,
legitimately?
Yeah, it's on there. It's a bit of a kind of a, you know, Wisconsin polka-influenced love song, if you will.
Okay.
It's a little dated. The lyrics are a little dated, so some of the players are not with us
so
anymore.
So Rodgers is in the
Rodgers,
is
yeah.
in the lyrics?
He's in the lyrics,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
And this was pre-ayahuasca Rodgers, so like, you know, it's a photo in time is what that
it's a
song
snapshot.
Is a snap
it's
that's what
pre,
I was looking for
pre-ayahuasca music.
Mm-hmm.
LaFleur is the what he's
the flower of the frozen tundra,
because
LaFleur, I don't know if you know your French,
yes, it means
flower,
the flower,
and he is a flower of a man. I'll tell you that right now.
I think he's awesome. I think any Packers fans that want to say goodbye to him because of the lack of titles, I understand it's title town, I think you're making a large mistake.
I agree with you. I do think some Packers fans, as Packers fans, we expect to be in the Super Bowl every year.
Yes, sir.
Despite the fact that the reality doesn't quite match up with those expectations. But we drink just enough beer to get those expectations there every year. And we can't really help it. That's what we do.
I hear you. How did you become a stand-up? How did that happen?
So I was in the news business for a while, and I was, wouldn't say the best at it. And
by the way, you and I share that beginning as well. I was a newspaper reporter first.
Yeah.
I was a print reporter first.
You were an OG.
I was an OG. I did print first, but you were a TV local news guy? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I did a little bit of local news, a little bit of like YouTube entertainment news, and then I was out here doing red carpets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not like a good red carpet reporter because I have like bad facial recognition, and I also did no research before doing the red carpet. So yeah. I quickly started doing like, I gotta do something else. I started doing stand-up at night.
Yeah.
and then this bit took off where I was, you know, taking everything people said I was doing wrong in news, which was like my accent kind of got me into trouble from time to time. They said I couldn't do voiceovers at one place because I had a Wisconsin accent.
Yeah.
I said, you have the accent, my guy. And I ended up doubling down on that and then created this character called the Manitowoc Minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like one time I was in Dallas, for instance, and I said, like, it's going to be hot outside, so make sure you find yourself a bubbler. Now, bubbler, where I'm from, that means water fountain, a device used to drink water. But in Dallas, a bubbler, is a device used to smoke the devil's lettuce. And that became problematic when my producer wasn't sure of the nuances of Wisconsin. So it gets you into trouble from time to time, and you just got to roll with the punches, you know?
And that's where you had an epiphany that maybe you were not cut out for the news business.
Yeah, I wasn't cut out for it. They didn't fire me, but they just kind of demoted me until I wanted to leave. So
is there's footage of here's Charlie Behrens with the weather or sports or something like that? Does that exist?
Nah, I was not much of a weather boy myself, okay. But I was more playing the character of an anchor. Because they started off, it was called Nightcap, and they're like, it's a different kind of news. We're going to mix comedy and news and looking for like an entertainment kind of guy. Okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm your guy. And then like, in local news, how they do it, they tried it for 2.5 months, and they're like, we're going back to the other way. I know. And I was the guy. So, and then I was putting a suit on and pretending like I was taking things seriously. It didn't work very good. Yeah. So, yeah.
So you tried comedy.
I tried going full bore into stand-up. I was doing a lot of bringer shows, you know, where I would, like, even get the tickets, I buy the tickets and give them to my friends to show up, and they still won't come. Yeah. And that's depressing.
Damn, man. So, and you're also the second oldest of 12?
Yes.
I have 11 brothers and sisters. What is the breakdown?
It's 8 girls and 4 boys. And I'm second oldest, and my parents are deeply in love with each other.
That's fantastic. So. Well, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Number one. But how long have they been married?
They've been married 1984. I'm not good at math. Okay. But, you know. Right. Oh, that's an easy one.
41 just, years.
41. Thank you. I was going to get there.
41 years.
Wow. My touch math on that.
So you having 11 brothers and sisters, you can relate to Philip Rivers having 10 children, pretty much.
Oh, 100%.
Like, you don't bat an eye over that.
No, I'm like, well, why'd you stop? Come on. Go for the boar. Yeah. Yeah, my mom had 11 in her family. My dad had 7. So I got cousins I haven't even met yet.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
That puts the Brady Bunch to shame right there.
Sure does.
Dude, so what is it like having like a family dinner with 12 people?
Oh, it's wild. Yeah.
Well, 14, I guess, with your parents.
Yeah. Yeah. Our kitchen table is just is a big old slab of wood. It's one that you can add the extenders in, and we just never like take the extenders out. Yeah. It when I was a kid, it doubled for a lot of things. Like I cut my head open because I ran into this beer bottle my brother threw at me, and my dad, he stitched me up right on the kitchen table there. So there was no painkillers or anything. He gave me a shot of brandy and told me to bite the belt. So
that'll do it.
Yeah, that's good.
That'll do it.
Yeah. I did. It helped, and it's healed. You see a scar?
I cannot. Look at you. Mm-hmm. The belt biting worked out for you.
Yeah, it did.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What's the age range?
My brother's about to turn 40, and my youngest sister is 20 something. So I'm a good brother, and I know. But
wow.
Yeah.
So it was like every other year. Here's your new brother. Here's your new sister.
Yeah.
Here's your...
Yeah. We would do it during prayer time. This is in the special, but my mom would like call us all up like prayer time. Catholic, if you didn't know. And she would go, God bless mom, dad, Andy, Charlie, Billy, Betsy, Maggie, Addie, Mary, Kate. And when my mom did that and with the pregnant pause, you know. Me and my brothers were just looking at each other like, how are they still doing it? You know, where do they find the time? Is this why we're in CCD? Okay, fine.
I would think that all pauses are pregnant in your household. Hey. My goodness gracious.
Yeah. I don't know how they did it or where they did it or whatever, but they found a way.
Dude.
Yeah.
Well, congrats. And your brother's 40. So the oldest is 40. That's a big milestone.
Yeah. Andy turns 40 tomorrow. Middle age.
I have a photograph of you at a Packers game recently.
Oh, do you? Oh, look
you
at that.
You Craig T. Nelson?
Yeah.
Whoa. What?
Isn't that cool?
Dude.
Coach.
I know. Yeah, we're friends. No big deal. No, we're not.
It's for the movie Green and Gold.
Yeah, it was a promotion for the movie. Okay. I had a little role in it, a cameo. I was the anchor or the head of the local radio station.
Okay, so you're going back to your roots a little bit right there.
Going back to my roots. Uh-huh. And at the end, not to give a spoiler alert, but I cried in it.
Yeah.
I got a tear out.
No kidding.
It took like a lot of eye drops, but I got a tear out. So, yeah, it's a great movie, though. Those guys did a great job.
Craig T. Nelson.
Craig, such a nice guy. Such a we're not actually friends, but I would like to be friends with him.
Well,
but,
it looks like from that photograph, you could say, oh, I had a great time with him. I'm friends with him, and I would totally believe it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I should try that next time. I mean, yeah.
Well, let's try it again right now, as a matter of fact. Hold on a second. Here we go. Like, the last minute and a half hasn't happened.
Okay, cool.
I have a photograph of you with Craig T. Nelson at the Packers game. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. He's a good buddy of mine, man. We hang out. We watch the Packer games every now and again. I got him that scarf. It's Kohl's cash. I used it.
You got him the glasses, too, right?
I did get him the glasses. Those I got from the Quick Trip. Those are iGogs, which are really great sunglasses, if you haven't.
That's totally believable.
Yeah, not a sponsor either.
No. Everything you just said, I believe.
So I just got to embrace it more.
You should definitely just go for it.
But okay.
I don't know why anybody would need to tell you that, because everything's working out for you, man. Your podcasts are available wherever you get your podcasts. Everybody check out Neighborly right now on Charlie Behrens' YouTube channel. Lost and Found tour dates, charliebehrens.com. Certainly, if you're right there in the heart of the country, Sioux City, Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa, Peoria, Illinois, more dates and tickets are available. Congrats on the Midwest Survival Guide as well.
Thank you.
New York Times bestseller. Congrats on everything going on, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's Charlie Behrens here, everybody.
This was really nice, you guys.
Yes.
Thank you.
Wish his brother a happy 40th birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Andy.
There you go, Andy.
Andy.
All right. Shout out, Andy. And Coach.
And Coach.
Your best friend.
Yes.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Hyundai Hope on Wheels. I've been telling you about it for some time. If you don't know about it, I'm happy to repeat it, because I do care deeply about what they're doing at Hyundai Hope on Wheels. And what they're doing is every Hyundai sold has helped fund life-saving pediatric cancer research for over 27 years. 850 dealers nationwide together have raised more than $277 million supporting over 25,000 kids in their fight against cancer. How cool is that? At Hyundai, Hope isn't optional. It comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. So earlier I said I would think Tua's coming back next year. You just look at the reality of everything, how much money he costs, how much dead cap it would cost the Dolphins. I guess anybody could be dead capped no matter how much it is. Cap goes up. I don't know. Certainly there's another county heard from. And in terms of a week 16 start, forget about a week one 2026 start. Mike McDaniel asked about Tua starting the rest of the season, potentially in games that quote unquote don't matter or count. I had this to say.
You've always said consistently you're going to play the quarterback who you think gives you the best chance to win. Is that in your mind still Tua, or are you considering a quarterback change this week?
Well, I think, quarterback play, last night was not good enough, and so for me, everything's on the table.
What that means is Quinn Ewers or Zach Wilson.
Yeah, but it should be noted Zach Wilson was the number two last night, so maybe he's next up.
I don't know. I'm telling you, one thing that Zach did was get rid of the football. Just sometimes it was not to the right guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And early on, though, he would hold on to it a little too much. But I don't know. I mean, that's the whole idea, is like see progression and move through it. I don't know. The ultimate irony would be for the Dolphins to finish the season by beating the Patriots with Zach Wilson. That would be that would be a whole bunch of laughs there in New Jersey.
That would, not be great.
you know.
Not for the Patriots either.
But Miami is going to have a say in who wins the AFC East and the NFC South at present.
Zach Wilson, another one of those guys now on his third team. Is this finally the right spot for him?
I have no earthly idea. I mean, the last time McDaniel said that earlier and then started Tua again.
Yeah.
But again, you look at Tua's stat line and you're like, wait a minute, his passer rating was triple digits.
Yeah.
You know, and he didn't miss a lot of passes, but there was just enough inconsistency while the Steelers kept putting up touchdowns. He had four possessions in a row with touchdowns while the Dolphins did nothing. Game gets out of control, and then towards the end of the game, Dolphins did some weird stuff where they were huddling up towards the end of the game. But that thing was over. It was like a four possession game. They needed heaven and earth to be moved to get the proper number of possessions that they just weren't going to get. I don't know, man. Two is really expensive to dead cap. That's the end of the day. And
that's true.
Everything that I hear is the reason why McDaniel would stay is because of Tua's contract, and the best guy to make it work with Tua is McDaniel. There's just no question about it.
Yeah, his dead cap for next year is 90 plus.
It's not going to.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they want to kick a tire and see what Quinn Ewers looks like or Zach Wilson looks like.
In the last 3 weeks, why not?
Ruining the Patriots' opportunity to win the division with Zach Wilson would be what we would say in New Jersey, a barrel of yucks.
That's irony.
Jeff in Detroit. What's up, Jeffrey?
Hey,
how are
Jeff.
You, sir?
What up, though? I heard the beginning of the show. I love this Disney thing. I can go back and forth and catch up with you guys
awesome.
We're talking about.
Thank you, sir.
First time, long time caller.
Nice.
I like to play the win-loss game right now. No, I'm just kidding. My God, what happened to my Lions? They found the banana peel and slipped on it. And I'm going to tell you what hurts the most here in Detroit, Michigan, is the fact that the Bears seem to have the secret sauce with our ex-coordinator Ben Johnson. It's just ridiculous, man. This is not good. If they don't make the playoffs, I mean, going from 15-2 to not making the playoffs, my goodness.
I'm not ready to throw it out yet. I think they have the ability to win out. But I don't know what it is why they can't keep anybody in their defensive rooms healthy. I don't understand it. It's horrible. I mean, Brian Branch out with an Achilles here, and Kirby Joseph is never healthy. There's a bunch of hardly healthy and never healthy guys there. And I just don't know. Are the Steelers equipped? You know, MVS back now, and DK finally catching touchdowns in consecutive games with regularity. I don't know. I think the Lions can win this one at home, their final home game of the season.
I think they can
win out, man. And if they win out, I think they make the playoffs. I really do, because I don't know how the Bears are going to win out. You know, all they got to do is be one worse than the Bears going into that last game. They've got to win their next two while the Bears lose either at home to the Packers this weekend or at the 49ers the following week, and that's entirely doable. It's not over yet, man. It just isn't.
Thank you for the inspiration, Unc. I really
You're
need
welcome.
It. I have a question for you. With all of these injuries going on, with these Achilles going on, is it the turf?
I don't know.
The NFL can look at.
I don't know, Jeff, and it's something that, you know, I'm sure there are some. And thanks for the call. There's a lot of folks in the NFL front office and the health and safety department who wring their hands on this sort of thing. Micah Parsons, that was grass. Mahomes was on grass. Daniel Jones was on grass. You know, last night, Ollie Gordon had his foot stuck in the Pittsburgh turf, which gives way so much.
Yeah, that's
all
a notoriously bad
right,
field.
But,
yeah.
But the foot stuck in there and he got the rest of his knee twisted.
Yeah.
When he was able to stay in the game, I don't have the answer to it. ESPN Radio, as always, is presented by Progressive Insurance. Take the next step forward in your career with great benefits and an award-winning workplace. Apply at careers.progressive.com. Kurt Warner's on tomorrow's program. So is Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner. And Gary Cole. Ooh, I've been wanting to get that guy in this studio forever. Office Space, Veep, Talladega Nights, just to name three of the things that he's done.
He's that guy and everything.
He got the memo from me, finally. Did you get that memo?
What
get
would you say?
Out of here. That's on Wednesday's Rich Eisen Show-er. Back to wrap this on the TV side in a sec.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.